Hostage by Robert Craze. Copyright 2001 by Robert Craze. Read by James Daniels. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Hostage. The man in the house was going to kill himself. When the man threw his phone into the yard, Tally knew that he had accepted his own death. After 6 years as a crisis negotiator with the Los Angeles Police Department's SWAT team, Sergeant Jeff Tally knew that people in crisis often spoke in symbols. This symbol was clear. Talk was over. Tally feared that the man would die by his own hand or do something to force the police to kill him. It was called suicide by cop. Tally believed it to be his fault. Did they find his wife yet?
Not yet. They're still looking.
Looking doesn't help, Murray. I gotta have something to give this guy after what happened.
That's not your fault.
It is my fault. I blew it, and now this guy is circling the drain. Tally crouched behind an armored command vehicle with the SWAT commander, a lieutenant named Murray Leifetz, who was also his negotiating team supervisor. From this position, Tally had spoken to George Donald Malik through a dedicated crisis phone that had been cut into the house line. Now that Malik had thrown his phone into the yard, Tally could use the public address megaphone or do it face-to-face. He hated the megaphone, which made his voice harsh and depersonalized the contact. The illusion of a personal relationship was important. The illusion of trust was everything. Tally strapped on a Kevlar vest. Malik shouted through the broken window, his voice high and strained.
I'm gonna kill this dog! I'm gonna kill it!
Leifetz leaned past Tally to peek at the house. This was the first time Malik had mentioned a dog.
What the fuck? Does he have a dog in there?
How do I know? I've got to try and undo some of the damage here, okay? Ask the neighbors about...